Our very special guest for the rest of the program will be Richard Dolan. We're going to talk about government secrecy, UFOs. I'm also going to get Richard's take on, you know, this TR-3B, this what could be a tactical reconnaissance plane, looks like a triangle. How does it fly? Some say it's anti-gravity. Others say it's nuclear-powered. We're going to take a look. We'll be back in a moment. Richard Dolan holds an MA in history from the University of Rochester and a BA in history from Alfred University. He earned a certificate in political theory from Oxford University and was a Rhodes Scholar finalist. Prior to his interest in anomalous phenomena, Richard studied Cold War strategy, Soviet history, and international diplomacy. In 2000, he published a 500-page study, UFOs in the National Security State. This is the first volume of a two-part historical narrative of the national security dimensions of the UFO phenomenon from 1941 to the present. He has published numerous articles on anomalous phenomena, science, and the intelligence community for UFO magazine. In 2003, he helped to found the Phenomena, a magazine dedicated to the leading-edge issues pertaining to science and society. He has been appearing on many television documentaries and radio shows and has been a featured speaker at numerous conferences. Richard continues to research and write Volume 2 of UFOs and the National Security State. Richard, welcome to Coast. How are you?
Hi, George. Great. I'm very happy to be on, and I'm actually awake now.
See, I told you when I met you up there in San Jose, I was going to get you on the show for a full program.
Oh, this is awesome. I'm really grateful for the opportunity.
With your kind of background in all kinds of things, as it has to do with history and international diplomacy, Cold War strategy, how in the heck did you get interested in ufology?
Yeah, thanks for asking. There's one thing that I've always had a strong interest in, even way, way back, long before I did anything with UFOs, which was always power, politics, issues pertaining to secrecy and this sort of thing. I guess that's always an interest of mine. But I backed into the UFO field, truthfully, about 10 or 11 years ago, and I was working on a PhD in history at the University of Rochester at that time. And having nothing to do with UFOs, I was basically studying the Truman administration, and I don't know what it was. It was 1994, and was I bored? Was I just kind of fed up with doing my normal stuff? I strolled around the internet back then, Usenet, found some people who were talking about UFOs somewhat intelligently. There was some discussion on James Forrestal, the first Secretary of Defense, and connecting him to UFOs. And this was absolutely new to me at the time. I had read Forrestal's diaries. I'd read some biographies of him, and I can tell you, there are no academic studies that would connect James Forrestal to the matter of UFOs. And it really struck me, I remember this still to this day, how odd it was. I felt like I was living in a schizophrenic society. You got this official truth on the one side where none of this stuff is supposed to be real. And then here are some very well-informed, seemingly well-informed people who were taking this quite seriously. So that really got me started, and I just started diving into there, did a very comprehensive literature search. The one thing that allowed me to do my book was that I was very methodical from the beginning, and I just took a lot of notes. Next thing I knew, I had an enormous stack of pretty well-organized notes, and I thought, you know what? I was looking for a book like what I wrote. I wanted to find a book that dealt with a kind of a straightforward historical narrative without too much grandstanding. It's, you know, what happened, then what happened, then what happened from a military point of view. Did the military take UFOs seriously? At first I was simply thinking in the 1940s and 50s, did they or did they not? My feeling was if they did, even if it was a mistake, even if the whole thing turned out to be hallucinations or whatever, wouldn't it still be worthy of historical analysis?
Sure.
Right, and there was none. And of course, what I discovered very quickly is that this was taken very, very seriously, and not simply as a hallucinatory phenomenon, and not even simply as what appeared to be classified projects. But it seemed to be taken seriously for very, very, for very understandable reasons. And that just snowballed into my book.
And the more you got into it, the more fascinated you became?
Got sucked right into the field, yes.
Yep.
I mean, but me too. Me too. Yeah. I want to talk with you about three things before we really get into the subject matter tonight.
Sure.
One, of course, is I got to get your reaction to the ABC special on UFOs. What did you think about it?
Yeah, well, I hadn't written anything about it beforehand. A few people had asked me what do you think would happen and so on. I had written an article some months ago on UFOs in the media, and I had said in that article that it's just not going to happen. I mean, there are media such as like the cable stations, there's Coast, there are other venues for this, but you're not going to get one of the major networks, ABC or mm-hmm. NBC or whatever. They're just not going to do this in a manner that will imply some kind of forthcoming disclosure of this topic. It's not going to happen. And what I said would happen, I think, is what did happen, that it would be a kind of, blow the balloon up a little bit, and then you deflate it the second half, which is essentially, I think, what they did. And you end up with a kind of he said, she said kind of scenario.
Which is interesting, too, because their first hour, their ratings were very, very high. The second hour, their ratings started to taper off.
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Well, I think the second, Roswell was the low point of it. The treatment of Roswell, I thought, was very unsatisfactory. On the other hand, there were some good things. And we have to remember, the people who listen to Coast and myself and you, if you take the country as a whole, their knowledge of UFO topic from 0 to 10, I think most people are near 0 or a 1 at most, we may be at the high end of that spectrum. And if the ABC special got you to a 3 or a 4, it's easy for us to say, well, they didn't do 5, 6, 7, 8, or 9. On the other hand, for a lot of people, I think that this was very strong stuff. Having said that, I think that there was definitely a strong element of spin involved in the ABC special. And by that, I simply mean you'll notice there were absolutely no credible references to any kind of government cover-up or
right.
conspiracy of any sort. Nothing about Area 51 or S4, for example. Nothing about black world technology. This is very, very important for the UFO phenomenon, and that was all just off.
And, if I had to make guess, I would say they had 11.6 million viewers, which is pretty good numbers overall for that kind of a show, and they were able to produce it much cheaper than you could a normal television show that would be on in a two-hour time period. So they saved money, and they made money on this. But to me, most of the people, those 11,600,000 people who watched it, and at any given time we have 5 to 10 million listeners on Coast to Coast, very well educated, they understand the UFO field, they know where it's headed, they know what's going on. I think a lot of those 11,600,000 people, Richard, that watched that ABC special already knew this information. They already knew about Roswell, and they have made up their own minds about that. So, unfortunately, what the program was an elementary program on UFOs, but everybody, I think, that wanted to watch it, they had learned these things years ago. They needed to elevate people. I mean, we've gone, this whole society has gone beyond Roswell. Everybody knows something happened at Roswell. I mean, they needed to go beyond that.
Yeah. The first half, I think, was much better in this regard because I think most people did not know about the Illinois sighting of the various police officers.
Mm-hmm.
I think that was pretty well done overall. And then there was the interesting case from the 1968 Minot Air Force Base, close encounter by military personnel. I think that was very interesting. And I thought that the witnesses came across very well. I'm guessing most people were not aware of that. But, yeah, the opportunity was there to do something truly, a true public service, and, of course, ABC. But they just couldn't go there. My feeling is one reason is maybe just so crass as to prime the pump and get the public ready for the Steven Spielberg movie, War of the Worlds, coming up in a few months.
Which is not going to be like the radio show. Not
I
at all.
I would imagine not.
No. This one's going to be very different with a different kind of an outcome as well. They may have the same title, but I think it's going to be very different.